Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on Independence Day. It is Tuesday, July the 4th, 2023, 18 minutes past the hour. 70 degrees and partly sunny skies, and it looks like it's going to be a beautiful July 4th holiday. My goodness gracious. Here we are, Independence Day 2023, and I hope whatever you're doing, you're starting your morning with me this morning as you celebrate this Independence Day. We've got a great show here this morning. I do want to let everybody know that the Marion County Fair continues today. Today is fireworks, harness racing as well. Harness racing this morning will start at 11 a.m., I believe goes to 4 p.m. Tonight, July 4th, the fireworks at 10 p.m. Wednesday, we have the truck pull at 7:30, tractor pull on Thursday at 7:30, rodeo on Friday at 7:30, and the demo derby on Saturday at 6:30. Now, don't forget, Kids' Day is tomorrow, Wednesday, before 12 noon. If you have a kid 12 and under, they will get in free. And on Friday, it's Veterans Day, and if you are a veteran, you will get in for free before noon on Friday. So that is how the 173rd Marion County Fair will go the next few days. Now, of course, we'll be broadcasting live from the Marion County Fair. We started yesterday. We ended up being on for 3 hours. We only thought we were going to be on for two. We did, what did we do yesterday? 2:15 until 5 o'clock. I was there with George Kasotis. George stopped by for a minute. I was there with Glenn Coble, who was talking about his run for mayor of Marion. And Pastor Craig joined us as well. Now, Pastor Craig and Study His Word Ministry are supporting our broadcast from the fair. Very important to mention that. Now, remember, tonight we will be at the fair 4 to 8 p.m. 4 to 8 p.m. is when we will be on the air. Pastor Craig will be doing a special show from 4 until 6, and then I'll be on the air from 6 until 8. Now, we have got some guests tonight. I know Sean Kraft is coming out tonight. I know Pastor Craig is sticking around for my show tonight. And I think we're going to have some other special guests. I don't want to announce them because they're not confirmed, but it's going to be a great night. And I know Pastor Craig has some great guests scheduled for his program, 4 to 6. So tonight from the Marion County Fair, we are in the Coliseum in the main aisle. Stop by and say hello from 4 to 8 p.m. We will also be on the air on Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m., kind of doing the same thing that we're doing today. And then Friday, as we wrap up our coverage from the fair, we will be on from 6 until 10 p.m., 6 until 10 p.m. on Friday night. Tomorrow, Wednesday, we will broadcast from the fair, but I need to get the particulars of the exact time I will be at the fair tomorrow. I'll let you know that tomorrow morning when I'll be on Wednesday from the fair. A lot of interesting things going on that I can't talk about right now, but as this week progresses, you'll see some of the interesting things that are going on here in Marion and here at the studio. Now, did anybody get a chance to listen to the broadcast yesterday? If you did, give me a buzz here. I'd love to hear what you thought of it. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Did you get a chance to hear the big broadcast yesterday from the Marion County Fair? I hope you did. We had a lot of fun. Pastor Craig and Glenn Coble and George Kasotis and talking to people who were just out in the community. It was a lot of fun. And I'm really looking forward to tonight's broadcast prior to all the 4th of July fireworks celebrations, 4 until 8 p.m. Now, last night, I did go out and walk the Midway. I had not done that. When I pulled up yesterday, it was kind of raining and really kind of a terrible weather day at the Marion County Fair. But by the time I finished up last night, it was much better. Sun was out. Sun was shining. So I went out and I walked the Midway, and I'll tell you, there are some interesting things on the Midway, that is for sure. There are deep-fried Twinkies, deep-fried Oreos, regular fair food is interesting, you know, gyros, gyros, however you say it, and all kinds of other stuff, but boy, I'll tell you, deep-fried Twinkies and deep-fried Oreos. Now, isn't that something that could just clog an artery going to your heart in no time flat? And deep-fried candy bars. Don't forget about the deep-fried candy bars. But a lot of great people yesterday at the fair. The fair had a great turnout yesterday, so we were all excited for that. And we just had a lot of fun. So again, if anybody listened to the broadcast yesterday or heard any part of it and would like to give an opinion on that, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or do you have anything you'd like to talk about in regard to the 4th of July? The 4th of July is a very interesting holiday to me because it's one of those holidays where we will celebrate with fireworks and picnics and going to the fair and going to the beach and things of that nature. But to be truthful, I don't really know if people get what this day means. This is how the United States of America came to be. This is the day. This is the anniversary. This is the birthday, however you want to call it. And I don't know today if anybody really understands what people went through to make this a country. The United States of America. A lot of people went through a lot of hardship. You know, everybody who rebelled back in 1776 would have been killed if they had not defeated the British Army in the Revolutionary War. And a lot of those people who were fighting in the Revolutionary War were certainly not on par. They were not compatible with the British forces. So it's really a miracle this country ever came to be. And then when you think about it, today we're the most powerful country in the world, the superpower of the world. And I wonder how many people think about that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with enjoying fireworks. There's nothing wrong with having parties and get-togethers and so on and so forth. But I hope at some point today, everybody can take a minute and really think about what the 4th of July means and the sacrifices that people made and gave for and to this country that keeps it going today. And you know, I was writing a little thing this morning on the 4th of July, and you know something that occurred to me was, we are the United States of America, the United States of America, and there's a word in there that I think is particularly important these days, and that's the word united. We are united together. Now, we might not always get along, we might not always have the same opinion on things, but we have to be united. Because that's how we've survived so far. We are a united country. Anytime there's a crisis, anytime there's a disaster, this country unites up against it. And I think we need to continue to be united, or we will not survive for another 200 plus years. So think about it. You know, there's an old saying, united we stand, divided we fall. And I hope that we will always be united in this country. Let's see here. What else is on the list this morning? Well, I'll tell you what I did on the 4th of July. I went down to McDonald's this morning to get my large diet soda. And there is nobody on the roads this morning, which tells me a lot of people are off work today. And rightly so. I go down to get my large diet Coke this morning. And nobody in the lines. And I'm flying right through there. And I gave the money. Oh, and by the way, The person working the window this morning, I think, again, is the daughter of one of our listeners. So still no discount, no free soda. But here's the interesting thing about it. I had some change in my car. I had some change that I use to pay for the soda. Now, I think the sodas now with tax are something like $1.38, $1.39, something like that. So I reached in the pocket to pull out the change, and I gave it to the person taking the money, which I think was the daughter of our listeners. And I got to the second window, and they gave me the large diet soda, and I pulled away, and I looked over into the bucket, and, you know, I got to thinking that the other night I was cleaning out my car, and I don't know if I had $1.39 in the change bucket. So I might have shorted McDonald's this morning. So now I feel guilt about this whole thing. So I think I'm going to have to go back and figure out 75 cents or 50 cents or whatever I did. Because I don't, you know, I don't want to put McDonald's on the bad side of things. So I do think I don't know that I shorted them for sure. But I think I might have this morning. But I don't want to short them on the 4th of July. I think it's a bad open. So I'm going to have to go back there later on today and hopefully settle up with them. I don't know for sure if I did. I know I gave them quarters and pennies and dimes, but I don't know if I gave them the full amount. I don't know. So I'm going to have to go back later on. I doubt they'll remember it, but, you know, I'll have to just throw a 75 cents to them something to make sure I cover the whole thing. The daylilies in front of my house are in full bloom now. I think the weather and the rain and the heat and all that sort of stuff has made the daylilies bloom. The daylilies look great. I have 3 daylily plants in the yard outside, and they are all in full bloom here for the 4th of July. What else did I want to hear this morning? You know, I had a great time at the fair yesterday, not just being on the air. Now, I had a lot of fun with George and Coble and Pastor Craig. But yesterday, I got to sit at a table for a while, and people stopped and talked. And so many people stopped and talked about how they listened to this station and said unbelievably nice things to me. Now, when people say nice things to me, I always take that with a little bit of a grain of salt. You're doing a little show every morning. But I had a gentleman come up, and we talked Marian history, and he asked me if I wanted to speak to his club, and I think that's going to happen. He took down my name and phone number, and there were people who came up and said, boy, I enjoyed that Larry Barnett interview, and Honor Flats, and just a lot of one person came up and said, you're a jewel for the community. You're a jewel for the community. Now, I don't know about that. I don't know that I'm a jewel for the community, but there's just a lot of very nice people at the Marion County Fair who come up and say hello. I ran into Prosecutor Ray Grogan, ran into Sheriff Matt Bales. Came up and talked to me yesterday about Marge Hazlett. I had a few people yesterday who were at the senior breakfast who stopped by, who said, all right, I think we're getting a phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Well, happy 4th of July on here, 2023.
That's right. Happy Independence Day. How are we sounding this morning?
It's having really great. You know, I was reading the up on the Independence, the meaning of the 4th of July, and it's, you know, I did it in high school, but I did it for like years, you know. And I didn't realize it was 1776.
1776, yeah.
Yeah, wow. That's a long time.
So we'll be coming up on 300 years here in about 50 years.
Yeah, you know, I just never paid attention to that. I, you know, of course, in high school, you know, you do all the reports and all that stuff, but you forget it over the years. I've been out of school for a long time.
now, what does the 4th of July mean to you without reading up on the history of it?
it means fireworks mostly. I mean, most of the holidays these days are doctored up anymore. But it means fireworks. It means fireworks, I guess. That's what the 4th of July means to me.
Well, to me, honestly, and I see the fireworks, and I see everybody getting together, and that's always a very nice thing. But to me, I wish more people did research on Ben Franklin, even if you just take 10 minutes today and Google Ben Franklin, because he was not a president. But what he did for the establishment of this country is very important. And then the other thing I hope people do is they listen to the song The House I Live In. Because it's not a song that gets played a whole lot during 4th of July. But to me, it's always been the song that represents America the best. So I hope that people maybe just play that song, which is about 3 minutes long, The House I Live In. So if people do those two things, I think that, to me, is what the 4th of July is all about.
I've never heard of that song, so it's House I Live In.
The House I Live In. Well, I'm going to play it here this morning. I do that every year on the 4th of July. So I will play that, so you get to hear it here this morning. And it's a worthwhile song because it doesn't really talk about fireworks. It doesn't really talk about the Revolutionary War. It's not a war song. It talks about America. And you'll have to hear it. It's a very interesting song.
See, I like the song called Home by Michael Bublé. Have you heard of that one?
I have heard that.
Yeah, that's a pretty good song, I think.
Now, you will be with us tonight, 4 to 8 p.m. at the Marion County Fair. You looking forward to that?
I'm looking forward to it. Yes, I should be there around 6 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Oh, 4 o'clock, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Pastor Craig will be on 4 o'clock, and I think he has some special guests tonight. And then we'll be on from 6 to 8. It'll be you and I, and I believe Pastor Craig is sticking around. And I think we have some special guests who are going to join us tonight that I don't want to announce yet, but you'll have to tune in tonight, 6 to 8, to hear that. So it's going to be a lot of fun and celebrating the 4th of July and independence and being out amongst the people, which I think is very important this time of year.
Absolutely. You know, today's the Harding race. I still don't understand how it all works, but I have some family members that are going to that today.
With Jason Show.
Yeah, there is a technique to it, I think. I just don't know how all that works.
Well, I used to bet on the horses when they were here years ago. I haven't done it since they came back or took the time off. But it's a very easy thing to do because you can bet a very small amount of money and still win a fair amount of money. And you know, if you get the right horse, you can do okay.
That's true. You know, for how many years was the horse racing not even at Marion College Campus?
You know, I don't know. It was gone for a while. Somewhere between probably 3 and 5 years it was gone. And I don't know why it disappeared for those years, but people wanted it back. And it's back now, I think, since 2017 or 18.
Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, we have a nice track. Our fairgrounds is in really good shape. I don't know why they would take that away, but I don't know, you know, what happened, but I don't know. Sometimes we just, like, make stuff disappear for no odd reason.
Really? You know what I mean? Well, yeah. I mean, well, I don't know. It could have been the fair board at that time. You know, I did talk to somebody the other night who was talking to me about how there had been a changeover in a lot of the board members. And maybe that's why we were back in the Coliseum, as opposed to being in other places.
Well, how do you become a fair board member?
You know, I don't know. I think they're probably elections. I think you probably have to know something about animals and things.
Oh, I forget about that then. I know about dogs and cats, but I don't know about horses or pigs or anything like that.
So how are we sounding this morning?
You're sounding really great.
Sounding good? Because we got a message from here that listening on the Alexa sounding a little choppy this morning. Maybe they just have to restart the Alexa. What you're listening on TuneIn, right?
I listen on TuneIn on the phone. Yeah.
TuneIn on the phone.
I mean, you started off a little. They are correct. You started off a little bit choppy this morning. A little bit, but it's fine now.
It's fine now.
I got it on the background. Yeah.
All good. So sounding good now. That's all you need here on this 4th of July. So we'll have a lot of get-togethers tonight, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And, it was just all the people at the fair yesterday just could not have been nicer, and that was something I really appreciated.
Absolutely. You know, when I was there setting it up on Sunday, all those people that I spoke with was really nice, you know, vendors and stuff like that. They're all really nice people. Even the board people there, not board people. I don't know if there's board people or not, but the fair people that I was speaking with, that one guy, he was really nice to talk to.
Now, did you know that I was a jewel for this community?
I wasn't aware of that. I mean, I have a lot of power, Marion.
That's right. I have a lot of power. I can get things done. But no, I didn't realize until yesterday that I was a jewel for the community. But that was very nice. And I feel horrible because I feel like I've shorted them at McDonald's this morning. Now, that's not going to make me a jewel of the community.
I think McDonald's can afford
I don't even know how I did that. I think I went down there this morning, and when I went down there, I thought, okay, I know I've got enough money in this bucket. And once I gave it to him, when I was pulling away, I thought, you know, I cleaned the car out the other day, and I'm not sure that I did have $1.39. Maybe I didn't. I should have looked at it before I handed it to him.
Well, like I said, matter of fact, if you have the app, you can get a free one anyway.
Yeah, but I feel horrible now because I feel like I've got a guilty conscience about the whole thing.
Well, just run down and grab them, give them a dollar.
Well, that's what I'll have to. I don't think I shorted them a dollar. I think I probably, because I know I had at least two quarters in there. So I probably at most 50 cents I shorted them. So, you know, maybe I'll just go down and throw 50 cents at them later on and say, listen, this is for my guilt. It'll be kind of like confession.
Oh, good Lord. I don't think they'd be worried about it. If they were worried about it, they would give me a pop second aisle.
Now you listened to the broadcast from the fair yesterday. What did you think of our Broome County Fair?
You know, it sounded really, really good. I mean, just a couple of times that it was a little choppy, but you know that be expected to. You know, you're relying on technology to keep you on the air. But as far as overall, it was really good. You had George Casotas and Glenn Global, and I think it was somebody else that you interviewed, some that was walking by.
We had a few. Yeah, I think I had a gentleman on who was at the fair, and we also had Pastor Craig on will be with us tonight.
Yep, yeah, Pastor Craig on, and it was really good. You know what? The church that sponsors the event tonight.
Yeah, that's very good. So tonight you'll be with us Thursday night and Friday night, and tomorrow we'll also be on from the fair doing all kinds of interesting things. So I think it's going to be a great week. It looks like the weather's going to be great today for the 4th. So it's all very positive at this point.
Absolutely. And I guess the red, white, boom turned out pretty good last night. I was watching the news at 11 o'clock last night, and it actually turned out pretty good. There's a nice big attendance.
Yeah, I think the weather got better yesterday. Yesterday started off so horribly with the rain and the just kind of mucky weather that it was. But when I left the fair last night around, it was probably close to 6:30, maybe 7 o'clock, and it pretty well cleared up. The sun was out. It was nice.
Absolutely. You know, I always wanted to go down to the Red, White, Boom, down by the where they do all the grounders and stuff. I've never been there my whole life. So maybe one year I'll have to take off and get there early and go down and watch all the ground fireworks.
You know, the only thing yesterday, because Pastor Craig came over and George and Glenn were there, as I've said, but we did lose our animal expert, Abby, yesterday. Now, I don't know what happened. Now, I will tell you something funny. As I was walking up to the fair yesterday, I believe it was her mother. I'm not really sure because the person was at a distance, but they saw me and they said, hey, you just missed Abby. She got in her car. Now, this was probably 11 o'clock yesterday, maybe 11:30, because I think she was there for the goats yesterday. And I thought, uh-oh, this is trouble because we're not going on until 2, so I think I've lost my animal expert.
Oh, no. Why did she not show up?
Well, she might have had something to do. I don't know. I really didn't hear from her after that yesterday.
But she was planning on showing up, right?
Well, you know, I don't... You know, if I say yes, she'll say no. And if I say no, she'll say yes. So I really don't...
I'll tell you what happened. She said 2 weeks ago, I asked her about the fair, and she said, yes, that's something I would definitely like to do Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And I said, well, great, that sounds good. So I shot her the times last week that I would be there, and she says, oh, you know, that's a little late in the afternoon, but I'll try to make it work. And then yesterday, I heard from her, and she said, well, I'm not confirming that I'm going to be there, but I'm here already this morning with the goats, and I'll try to make it. And clearly, that did not happen.
Huh. Well, she does have a lot of kids that she has to attend to.
Well, sure, and I don't fault her for that. But hopefully, before the week is out, she will be able to stop by, because I think it's interesting to hear from somebody who has shown at the fair in the past. And I think it's interesting to hear about somebody who had their kids show, because I think those are two different things. When you have your kids show and when you're showing, plus that's a big time frame difference. You know, there's a 20-year time gap in between that.
That's true. You know, I didn't think about that at all. You know, I was never into that showing animals at the fair. Maybe because I don't live on a farm. I don't know.
Well, there certainly are still a lot of people who do it, and I think that it's great. I don't think a lot of people go into farming like they used to, but it looks good on a college resume, and I think the kids learn a lot from these projects.
True. I mean, yeah, absolutely. There's a lot to learn about, like pigs and horses and stuff like that. So, but, you know, that's just not in my deck of cards, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, it never was in mine either. I mean, I went to a city school, so it wasn't really even offered in those days. Nobody really talked about it. I'm not sure I would have ever been good at it. That's why I kind of need an expert there with me when something like that goes on. But, you know, it's good for those kids, and you see those kids working hard at the fair.
You sure do. You know, it's very hard work, I'm sure, to show an animal, because you have to make sure they're, certain size and certain looking a certain way, especially cows. Isn't it cows, like when they sell cows there or something?
You know, I don't remember seeing any cows. There probably are. The big things are the lambs and the goats, and that's what you see a lot of.
And they have to be like a certain weight and everything, correct?
Yeah, I believe they have to be at a certain weight. They have to be handled a certain way. I know there's judging that goes on, and then there's showmanship that goes on, and then, of course, the big sale goes on Saturday morning.
Huh. Interesting. I've never been to one of those sales. I think it'd be kind of interesting to find out how they judge certain animals.
I went to the sale one time. And it was interesting. It's an interesting process watching people bid on the animals and seeing who's bidding on the animals. But I guess also kind of a sad moment for the kids, too, because they've been with these animals for 3 or 4 months, and now they know that basically they're going off to the butcher.
Is that what that is? When they sell them, a lot of people butcher them?
Pretty much. I mean, some people will give it back to the kids, but that's kind of rare. Because what's the kid going to do with it? The kid really doesn't want it back, because unless they live on a farm, what are they going to do with it all winter long? So it becomes an issue. But yeah, most of them go off to the butcher.
Huh.
What a happy note on the 4th of July that is.
I know, right? What are you having tonight? Well, I'm having some lamb.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the way it goes, and I know people get very teary-eyed when those animals are leaving, and it's sad, but I think everybody knows from the beginning that's what's going to happen. And that's how they make their money. That's how the fair kids make their money, by selling the animals.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of it is, you know, the animals is just like your family members, you know what I mean? I know you don't focus on that, but...
No, now what do you mean? Now, wait a second. What? I don't believe in what?
Like, you don't believe that animals are treated like you, like your family members.
No, I don't think an animal's like a human being. That's what I'm saying. I don't think that we should treat an animal like a human being. I don't think we should harm animals at all. But I don't think we treat animals like human beings for the most part. I mean, we don't give them their own room in the house. We don't.
Well, I don't know. I think it's different. I have a friend of mine.
Well, see, that's that person.
Their own picture.
Well, see, that person's nuts. That's what I'm saying. That's the difference. When you start treating an animal like a person, that's the difference. Now, treating an animal good, you should never harm an animal. You should never not have an animal have food. You got to play with the animal. You got to take the animal outside. You got to enjoy the animal. Maybe even the animal gets in your bed from time to time. I don't have any trouble with any of that. That's normal behavior. But if you're giving the animal a room of its own in your house, and you're treating it like your child and dressing it up in baby clothes and carrying it around like a baby, and now see, that's where I draw the line.
Pets are almost like family members, really.
I don't know. I don't think an animal's a human being. I think that's why we call them animals.
No, I don't think it's a human being, but they're just like they're considered your family as your family.
They're not biologically related, do you? I don't know. I just
you never know. I mean, do you believe in reincarnation? Maybe if I buy a cat, it might have been my grandma that took over and became a cat. So really, you never know.
Well, all I'm saying is animals can't talk, and they can't... there's nothing wrong with animals. I'm not coming down on animals. I'm just saying I think a lot of people get very into it sometimes, and I think it's mostly people who no longer have kids around, and it's people who need some kind of companionship. Because maybe they're alone. I think that's what animals feel.
I thought about getting a dog.
Right, but I don't think you would treat it like your child. A lot of people feel it's like their child.
No, I think I wouldn't treat it like a child because I don't want no kids. So yeah, you're probably right.
So that's all I'm saying. There's just a certain level that I think you can cross with animals because, you know, if we start treating animals just like human beings, then we're going to have a big trouble as time goes on, because how are you going to treat human beings? Are you going to treat them like animals?
Yeah, I see what your point is. I do see what your point is. But I don't think it's treating like human beings. I think it's treating as like your part of your family. Is what I meant to say.
Well, I guess we decide what the definition of family is.
Well, I mean, basically, your pet is part of the family. So if anything happens to it, or whatever, I mean, you're going to grieve like you do your family.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you grieve for a pet. I think that's absolutely true. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think the difference is that a family member is somebody who's born into your life, who is blood-related, who it's give and take, and so on and so forth. And I don't think of...
I disagree with that, because there's a lot of people that adopt family, adopt children, pet, you know, whatever. And they're not blood-related, but they're still considered their family.
Right, no, blood-related is not the only thing that makes somebody family, but I'm saying when it comes to the lineage of a family, you come together in some kind of a union. An adoption is a union, a legal union. A marriage is a union. These things bring you together legally. Now, last time I know, nobody's ever had to marry or adopt in the way they do a child, which is the paperwork, an animal. Now, if somebody married an animal, they'd go in the Guinness World Records of craziness. If you said, I married my dog, people would say, well, gee whiz, you're nuts. And that's the difference.
Yeah. No, but I see what you're getting at, yeah. But I don't know. I just think, you know, a lot of people do treat their pet as family members. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. See, like, I hear them on the obituaries when they're survived by their cat. Now,
what?
Well, I don't know.
If I didn't have no other, like, if I wasn't married or if I was single or whatever, and all I had is a pet, why can't the pet be your survivor?
I guess what I'm saying is the cat is probably not planning for or paying for the funeral. And probably is not going to the showing and the burial.
Well, most people have the family members don't have to pay for the people. The people have to.
I don't know. Most of the people I know, if there are any kids involved, or a spouse is still around, even when everything's mapped out, they still have to go to the funeral home. They have to meet with the people. They have to show up at the stuff. It's still a rigmarole.
Oh, yeah, they do. They have to do all the...
I think if you brought a cat to the funeral, okay, here's who this person survived by. I think they might look at you a little funny.
Well, you never know. I mean, you get ready to go to break here, probably take another call before me. But do you know you can get pet insurance now?
Now, what would that cover?
I don't know. I saw that on the internet. You have to Google it sometimes. You can have pet insurance now.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me. But, like, you could not put them on your family plan. I don't think the human beings insurance company would say, okay, do you want to put your dog on here?
No, I don't know. I think it's like different insurance offers that separate, you know, plan, whatever.
Right. And to me, that's the difference, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I get your point, but I don't know. I love, like, you know, I got to tell Scott this because I said, wow, they offer animal insurance now.
Well, that's good. I mean, there's nothing wrong. People can do whatever they want with their animals. I mean, I'm not going to tell anybody what to do with their animal. I'm just saying, I'm starting to hear more and more they were survived by their dog, they were survived by their cat, and I don't know what's happened. Society, you certainly did not hear that years ago.
Well, I mean, like I said, if you don't have no family members around, like you live alone and all you have is a pet, I mean, I don't see why not to have your pet as your...
Yeah, but I mean, does your pet really survive you? I mean, that whole term is this person or this thing is going to go on in your name. I really think the cat or the dog is going to go on talking about you for the next 20 years. Matter of fact, the cat is not going to live alone. And if you don't have any family members, I guess your survivor is going to the shelter. And other family member, and if you did have other family members, then why are you survived by your cat?
I don't know. Like I said, back to the same situation that people consider their cat as...
Well, they can. I'm not saying they can't do that. I'm just saying to me, that's a little strange. Because I think when we give anything a human aspect, then I think we're really painting what human beings are. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, I mean, you never know. People don't for sure reincarnation. So reincarnation probably does happen. And you never know some of those cats. Smart dogs and cats are sometimes. They don't act like dogs and cats. Some of them act like humans.
I don't think I would want to come back. I don't like the idea of reincarnation.
I just, you know, I don't know.
I certainly wouldn't want to come back as a dog. that would.
Why not?
Well, why would I want to do that?
You know what kind of dog you would come back as?
What's that?
Shih Tzu.
Shih Tzu?
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Shih Tzu. Come back as a Shih Tzu. I think I would just skip coming back at all. I'd say, can I just go on to the pearly gates? I really don't want to come back as a dog. I don't want to come back having somebody follow me around with a pooper scooper.
Abby would like that. You'd be Abby's dog.
I think of all intensive purposes, you know, Abby's quite a bit older than me. She might go on to her reward long before I do. Would she really want to be following me around as a Shih Tzu, picking up all my droppings for the rest of the... See, I just don't do...
she'll be following you all the time.
Well, she won't know it's me, though, because I'm a dog.
That's true. I don't know. Some dogs, like I said, that's what they say. You know, some dogs are really, really, really smart, intelligent, and they're wondering why is that? Some dogs are really...
Well, if I came back as her dog in reincarnation, you know, she's probably going to have some bite marks. on the leg, or if you know, some put your hand down to feed me a treat or something, you know, and you bite the hand off or something.
That's funny. Yeah, you two are two peas in a pod, though. I like when you get conversation.
Yeah, she's a lot of fun. You know, I have a good time with her, and hopefully we will see her at some point during the fair this week.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, hey, we got 3 minutes left this hour. Thanks for calling in, and hopefully you continue to listen.
Absolutely.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sean Kraft calling in. He'll be with us tonight from 4 until 8. 4 until 8. The Marion County Fair. If you have anything to say, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. On this Independence Day, 2023. 57 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Did I make it through the list? Yeah, we're going to do the House I Live In by Frank Sinatra, which I think is the best Independence Day song about America that's ever been written, so I'm glad we'll be able to do that. I'll probably be going to jail because of the whole incident this morning with McDonald's and shorting them. I think I shorted them probably about 50 cents on the large Diet Coke this morning. See, I was talking about this pot being taken and that person going to jail. Now I'll be right there in jail with them because I shorted McDonald's 50 cents on. See, I'm willing to point out my own inadequacies in life and things that I do wrong. See, now I have shorted McDonald's in a Diet Coke transaction 50 cents. So I'll be going to prison right along with the person who stole the plant pot. 58 minutes past the hour. Remember, we will be broadcasting live from the Marion County Fair tonight from 4 until 8 p.m. A lot of people involved in the broadcast tonight for Independence Day. If you happen to be at the Marion County Fair, stop by and see us. We will be in the Coliseum and having a good time. We've got a whole nother hour here this morning on Independence Day. We're going to talk about 4th of July. We've got a few 4th of July games here this morning that we can play. And then we've got a special treat, which I think people are going to enjoy this morning. That's going to take you back in time for about 7 minutes. And I think you're really going to enjoy this. So don't tune away from WGH Talk. Remember, the phone lines are open, as always, 740-383-9944. And don't forget, all of our broadcasts from the Marion County Fair are sponsored by Study His Word Ministry and Pastor Craig. Check all of his websites and shows out. Certainly something to behold. We'll be back in about 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. For guests like the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow.
You've had so many interesting people on here. I'm always amazed at who you have.
Well, you have been such a pal, and I know you don't do much media anymore, but you